Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:14 now on this Monday morning before Thanksgiving. And every Monday is Rouse's Football Mucker, Rouse's Football Monday here at WWO. We talk LSU football with none other than Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Man, that game was hard to watch on Saturday night. I'm not kidding. It was hard. I don't know how else to describe it. It was not entertaining. It was painful. Tell me your thoughts.
It was brutal. It was absolutely brutal. And then, you know, for Louisiana football fans to have that followed up with what the Saints did yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, just anemic offense. And it's just amazing how bad this offense has turned out to be. And, you know, obviously it's, you know, we've talked about it a lot. A lot of it starts with the offensive line, and then two of your offensive linemen go down with injuries. And you didn't have Aaron Anderson out there, your best wide receiver on Saturday. Michael Van Buren, we'll see what happens this Saturday when they play at Oklahoma, but I don't know if he's necessarily the answer at quarterback in 2026. You're not necessarily seeing it. So it was rough. It was absolutely rough. And, you know, I mean, Frank Wilson after the game gave a lot of credit to Western Kentucky because of the movement that they had, free snap and the shifting and the camouflaging of defensive coverages, but if he's talking about that after playing Alabama, that's right. One thing. You're playing Western Kentucky.
I was going to ask you.
He only scored 13 points, and that's unacceptable. It's absolutely unacceptable. So, you know, I wrote about it at WWL.com is that, you know, you can get Lane Kiffin, you can upgrade the roster, but there needs to be a major upgrade of the roster on that offensive side, and you can't just anticipate that that's going to be all fixed a year from now. This is going to take some time. First, you got to identify a quarterback, and who knows who that will be next season.
Just so people understand who they were playing, tell me a little bit about Western Kentucky.
Well, Western Kentucky's got a great record. They're 8-3 on the season. They're going to play for a spot in the Conference USA Championship game this Saturday, but they're a Conference USA team. They ranked, I want to say it was 100 plus something, and they were 13 out of 14 teams, I believe, in Conference USA in total defense. So this was a game that you anticipated LSU to at least score some points. I thought they would get to 27. You know, the number here is LSU has not scored more than 25 points against another FBS team. They scored that many against Southeastern, but Southeastern's on the FCS level, and congratulations to Frank Selfo and the Lions for getting into the FCS playoffs. But they didn't get over 25 points against any team so far this season, and it's unlikely they will do so this Saturday against Oklahoma, who has one of the best defenses in the country. And you go into this game, into this Western Kentucky game, you're favored by 22 points, and I kind of chuckled at that point spread. I'm like, that means LSU's got to win. You know, if they're only going to score, they're not going to score in the high 30s. They're just going to score, again, I had it at about 27.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got a 22-point spread, that means you're going to probably, you should beat them 28-3, and I didn't think that was going to happen. I had a feeling that this was just going to be a bit of a grind to win it. I didn't think it would be that bad of a grind. It was, as you mentioned, it was a really rough watch for those that were in attendance and those that were sitting on their couch trying to get through that game.
So it's senior night, last home game in Tiger Stadium. You think there'd be a little bit of juice going, but there wasn't.
No, there wasn't. It was good to see Garrett Nussmeier get his ovation. That was good. But after the Alabama loss, Tommy, that ended the season. I mean, at that point, because you went into that Alabama game thinking, okay, you know, what if Frank Wilson puts this thing together and they win four in a row here? You know, he would have a good opportunity at that point to potentially, you know, get the job full time, but they lose that game. You know, they barely get past a bad Arkansas team, and then they can barely get past Western Kentucky. So this is a team that is just staggering towards the finish line at this point, and it could be another ugly performance this Saturday against Oklahoma if they can't move the ball against the Sooners.
If they play like they did against Western Kentucky against Oklahoma, it's going to be fugly.
Yes. No, it will be. But, you know, we'll have a big announcement made, I presume, sometime that Saturday morning. And I guess it won't matter depending on what that announcement is coming out of Oxford.
When it comes to Frank Wilson, I was saying that maybe they got the right guy in-house, but Jordan Fiegel would always joke with me about that. It's like, what makes you say that? And I would guess maybe blind optimism, but I don't think he's no, he's not.
Well, I don't think he's a head coach. Yeah. I mean, he's been a head coach at two spots already at Texas, San Antonio, and McNeese, and he doesn't have a very good record. He had a lot of challenges at McNeese with Hurricane Laura and the spring season that McNeese had because of because they postponed the 2020 season because of COVID. So there was a lot of challenges there. And again, I think Frank is the right guy to lead this team through this really tough spot because mm-hmm. he says all the right things. I mean, after the game, he said, hey, winning in November is not easy, which is true. You're banged up. You're beat up. You're playing. You're not playing an SEC team. And then, you know, the other thing he said, hey, just win. That's all that matters. Just win. And yeah, there is something to it. You just would like to see a few more style points when you play against Western Kentucky. And again, he's in a tough situation. They've had to change play callers here. You've had to change starting quarterbacks. You got a bad offensive line. Your best wide receiver, Aaron Anderson, is basically not available. So, you know, it's stacked against him here, but he's been able to keep the recruiting class together. You've only had one defection. You got the early signing period here for recruiting is a week, 2 weeks from Wednesday, or is it a week from Wednesday? Oh, heck, the calendar's flying by a week from Wednesday.
Well, so Thanksgiving's late is what messes all that up.
Yeah. And the early signing period has been pushed up this year to the first week of December. Usually it was the second or third week of December. So he's been able to do a lot of those things. He's exactly what you would want in this situation. But it was still going to be a tough task for him to kind of, after such a tumultuous bye week, where after the firing of Brian Kelly and Scott Woodward, for him to, you know, pick up all the pieces and put it back together and go win four straight games. I mean, that was a really tall task in front of them.
Thank you, Jeff. Let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. 722 traffic now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WL 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Tiger fans, keep it locked on WWL for the latest on LSU's search for the Tigers' next head football coach. We'll bring you the breaking news when it happens on air, online, and social. Plus, listen to Sports Talk every weekday at 4 o'clock for up-to-the-minute reports. LSU insiders and expert analysis all brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU, count on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Jeff Palermo is with us now. Jeff, is there any news really out of Ole Miss, or when will we know? What's the time frame on this, as far as you know?
Well, we'll know officially Saturday, right? I would think we'll hear a little bit more. I'm not exactly sure when Lane Speaks does his weekly press conference, either today or tomorrow. So we'll hear a little bit more from Lane. I'm sure a little bit more. He'll deflect pretty much any of those questions and just talk mainly about their game Friday against Mississippi State. So they wrap up the regular season on Friday. The decision from Ole Miss is going to come down Saturday. Would not be surprised, Tommy, if this kind of gets leaked.
That's what I was wondering about.
Yeah, I would think we'll have a good idea maybe Friday night what is going to occur here. And if it goes LSU's way, I think a week from today, Lane Kiffin will be introduced as the next head coach at LSU. So, a week from today, if the decision is made that Lane is not going to coach the team through the college football playoffs, I could see LSU introducing Lane a week from today. Now, again, nothing finalized, nothing. This thing is still, you never know with Lane Kiffin. You really don't know. But it really seems, based on what you're reading out there, especially from a lot of the national media outlets, and it seems like it's between LSU and Ole Miss, and Florida now is kind of a distant third. So now it comes down to, you know, Lane Kiffin, whether he really truly wants to leave Oxford or he looks at this as his opportunity to coach a blue blood. So I think that's where it kind of comes down to. And it's going to be a long week, and I'm sure this might take a couple twists here or there before we even get to Saturday morning, too.
More twists than River Road. Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
You have a good day. All right, Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. When we come back, we're going to have Bank On It, financial insight you can count on with Jason Shields. Today we're going to talk about why Thanksgiving week sets the tone for the entire holiday economy. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.